the Public News Service Daily Newscast, January the 14th, 2026. I'm Mike Clifford. Six federal prosecutors in Minnesota resigned on Tuesday over the Justice Department's push to investigate the widow of a woman killed by an ICE agent and the department's reluctance to investigate the shooter, according to people with knowledge of their decision. That from the New York Times. They report Joseph Thompson, who was second in command at the U.S. Attorney's Office and oversaw a sprawling fraud investigation that has roiled Minnesota's political landscape, was among those who quit Tuesday, according to three people with knowledge of the decision. Meantime, labor leaders in Minnesota say the surge of federal agents in and around Minneapolis and St. Paul is having a clear impact on workers.
In recent days, social media videos have circulated that show two local Target employees, who were reported to be U.S. citizens, being aggressively arrested by ICE agents while on the job. They were later released, but Adam Evanstead with the Local Office for the United Food and Commercial Workers, or UFCW, says incidents like those are having a chilling effect on his members.
We have many who are American citizens who are afraid to go to work simply because of the color of
UFCW Local 1189 represents more than 10,000 people working in retail, healthcare, meatpacking, manufacturing, and other industries. Evanstead says his union is talking to business owners in hopes they'll take a lenient approach with workers afraid to show up. State Representative Michael Howard, who represents the district where the Target arrests occurred, is among critics demanding ICE agents leave the state. The Department of Homeland Security alleges that one of those arrested assaulted federal officers. Evanstead says the current approach toward immigration is disruptive to not only the lives of the workers themselves, but business operations around the state. This is Mike Moen for Minnesota News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And Thursday of this week is the last day of open enrollment for the Federal Affordable Care Act marketplace. Hundreds of thousands of Arizona families are facing higher health care premiums after ACA enhanced subsidies expired.
The U.S. House passed legislation to extend the subsidies, but it's still awaiting action in the U.S. Senate. Biden administration health policy advisor Jessica Schubel says 1.5 million people have already dropped their ACA plans because they're no longer affordable.
Folks across the country, and particularly in Arizona, have already seen their premiums increase substantially from last year. And so I just want to be upfront that the damage has been done in terms of seeing increased healthcare costs.
Although the bill to extend ACA premiums passed the House with bipartisan support, Schubel says it has no traction in the Senate. I'm Mark Moran.
This is Public News Service. In Missouri, a lawmaker is renewing an effort to allow people brought to the U.S. as children under the Deferred Actions for Childhood Arrivals Act, or DACA, to qualify for professional licenses if they have completed their education and passed required exams.
Democratic Representative Ray Reed of Brentwood introduced the bill. He says he was inspired after learning about a St. Louis woman who did everything required to become a nurse, only to be blocked at the finish line.
When it came time for her to get her nursing license, the state of Missouri said, thanks for paying your taxes, but because you are not a U.S. citizen, we will not license you to be a nurse in the state of Missouri.
He notes this rejection came even as Missouri faces critical shortages in nursing and other key fields. He says his bill would remove state barriers that prevent qualified DACA recipients from working in the fields they are licensed in. The legislation received its second reading in the Missouri House and now awaits assignment to a committee. Crystal Blair reporting.
And funds are being distributed from a federal tax credit program that sent billions to support projects in low wealth and rural communities, including in North Carolina. The New Markets Tax Credit Program, which began back in 2000, allocated $10 billion in December, the largest sum in the program's history.
The money will be distributed through financial intermediaries known as community development entities. The YMCA of Northwest North Carolina and Winston-Salem is a past recipient, receiving $8 million for renovations at its Winston Lake location. Donna Rogers, the vice president of the organization, says the program helped address critical needs, including roof, HVAC, and plumbing improvements.
It also was the prime opportunity for us to have major community partners with other community agencies to have a holistic approach to addressing economic mobility, health disparities, and access to just in general holistic programming and intergenerational programming.
I'm Eric Tegadoff reporting.
Finally, Arkansas is home to several organic farms that offer a variety of sustainability-grown products, including vegetables, meats, and eggs. A new report shows how organic farming has quietly become the most reliable path to profitability for farmers.
Andrew Smith, Chief Scientific Officer with the Rodale Institute, says organic farms are seeing significantly higher margins than conventional farms, and those returns are impacting entire regions.
Counties and actually surrounding counties that have higher numbers of organic farms have increased median incomes and reduced poverty rates.
The Arkansas Organic Agriculture Project is a statewide effort to help farmers transition to organic production and promote diversity within the agricultural industry. I'm Frieda Ross reporting.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member NLSS supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.